Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there, I think, in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just hunkered down.
Yep. We don't know exactly what's going on, but I wanted to do a few things here. Some of our stuff is being censored. And this notice is usually popped up, but I wanted to get into it a little bit. YouTube doesn't allow content that explicitly disputes the efficacy of local health authorities or World Health Organization, WHO, guidance on social distancing and self-isolation may lead people to act against that guidance. This is very, very interesting because you have Twitter, you have YouTube, as I just said, you've got Facebook, you've got Google, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And really what they're telling you is the World Health Organization is the only authority there is when it comes to health issues. And they're working on a worldwide treaty to make themselves the sole the sole controller of all health, of all humanity, and whatever they say would become basically law. And the problem with all this is the World Health Organization is part of the UN China operation and is part of a communist takeover, and they're just using all of this to do it. And it's very, very interesting how they're all in league with this. It doesn't surprise me because Jesus said many and few. And the few of his people are going to be taken out. And the many are going to be kind of humanity that doesn't pay any attention to any of this is going to be left behind, which, of course, they mock and they poo-poo it. And they say that's ridiculous. But the Antichrist forces already have their commentary on what they're going to say after a bunch of people are removed. And I don't want to get into it. I'm going to post a blog on it of the two primary rapture events. It's not just one event. It's two. And you can prove it from Scripture very easily. But I don't really want to get into that tonight. And Larry, we have an update here from, we're going to be bouncing around, first of all, to a number of different subjects. But
hey,
from
Stuart.
Hal Turner, what's the latest?
Well, I was going to mention, you were talking about YouTube notice, and I was on with Augusto Perez on his show today, and he's searching now for an alternative because YouTube apparently hit him for our talk about COVID on the Tuesday's Mailbag show. So he's been hit by YouTube, and he's searching for an alternative.
Yep, yep. Everybody's going to have to do that. YouTube is part of this communist takeover. And they can sit there and say they're not, but they are. And this is all part of this New World Order, which we're leading up to. The first thing I wanted to get, we're going to bounce around, as I said, but we got something off from Hal Turner's site. It says, flash, Ukraine says no offensive. So in other words, they've evidently backed off. What's your take on all this?
Well, I'm a little skeptical of that report because it's a single report only found in the agency France Presse. It's an official Twitter feed of the French press, and basically says Ukraine ruled out offensive against Luhansk and Donetsk. And there's been no confirmation from any military or political leaders. So with that being said, you know, it's entirely possible this was some intel that the French got, but being unconfirmed and unvettable, we're going to have to just wait, I guess, to see if that's really true.
Yeah, it says we are scrambling to get verification and confirmation. If this is factually accurate, Ukraine has chosen life instead of national suicide, and the rest of the world can breathe a sigh of relief. Now, my problem with this, not necessarily vetting, because it may come out, but is this a psyops operation, or has the president of Ukraine figured out, which he should have figured out a long time ago, that NATO, the United States, are using him and his nation as a spark for world war, and of course Russia, with Vladimir Putin, the world's best chess player militarily, I haven't noticed any notices of troop withdrawal on either side on any of those areas in question. And we have information, which we can get into a little bit, about the Russians setting up field hospitals. You don't do that unless you intend to go to war. And Putin might just strike without any warning whatever. He might just decide, well, I've had enough of this. You know, back in 2014, we had this. We lost some men. And I'm just not going to keep doing this. I'm going to settle this once and for all time. What do you think? You think he might just have decided? Because we had heard rumors that Putin had decided it's time to go to war.
Well, what's interesting, what's really interesting about this scenario is the buildup that Putin has done. He actually has naval forces and landing and invasion forces already now positioned off the port of Mariupol, just across that sea.
Yep.
And you don't do that to drill. And let me read, this is what's interesting. Let me read this, because I'd like your take on this. It says, interesting from Intel Circuits. This is Hal Turner. Says, Biden orders American Special Ops Forces to Ukraine and preps for forward operating Ukraine bases. And Pentagon sources say the Chinese are preparing for a multi-front invasion of the Philippines and Taiwan. And says NATO has also become reluctant to allow Ukraine into their ally base, if you will. So you're exactly right, Stuart. They are using Ukraine as a spark. And it says the Chinese are preparing to use private militia groups as initial shock troops to invade Philippines and Taiwan. Now, the militias, Stuart, are nothing other than cannon fodder. That's all they are.
Yep. Yep.
And the 200 ships or boats off of the Philippines as we speak, the Philippine Navy's been monitoring them, and it's showing by using drones that they have militias on those ships that are doing drills on the decks of the ship. So this data is probably somewhat accurate. And by the way, they're also saying that the Chinese seem to be positioning for a massive attack against Taiwan. I think, Stuart, that the Chinese plan, if nobody else's, they're really waiting for Russia and the U.S. and NATO to go at it, and then they're going to invade.
Yeah, which would be very wise, and at the same time, they might even invade the United States. And we do know from truckers that there is Mexico is cooperating with the Chinese down there, and evidently have several big military bases there. When I was up in Canada many years ago, they said that there were Russian forces and probably Chinese forces already stationed in Canada. And then we heard, what was it, not that long ago, about Maine and a situation over in Maine where Chinese troops were spotted in an area there and also off Seattle. Washington and Vancouver area. So we're being encircled, and the American people are sound asleep, as they have been for a long, long time. And we are coming up on a time of judgment where the Lord is done with us, totally done with us. Bad time to be in, actually, and that's why I believe the rapture is fairly close at hand for the church. Can't necessarily prove it, but anyway, it said, Ukraine said on Friday it will not launch an offensive against pro-Russian separatists. So, in other words, we're backing off, but does Russia care, or NATO care, whether they back off or don't back off? The end result of all this is probably, or the foundation, I should say, of it all, is that global deep state wants a world war. So does it make any difference whether they back off now and maybe things quiet down a little bit, or maybe they just proceed? Like, it doesn't matter whether he likes his war or wants to invade or not to invade. And then we got those prophecies, one in 2007, where Ukraine was basically destroyed. And Ukraine, part of Western Russia, was destroyed. Part of Europe was destroyed. And then there was a thing back in 1980, which is 41 years ago now, where the United States was hit. Dmitry Dudeman saw that. Several others have talked about it. And, of course, the Bible is very, very clear that the United States is going to be attacked and destroyed. And it's just too bad that deep state over here, like the CIA and the intelligence agencies, think they're going to evidently get away with all this. They think they're basically invincible. They should read their Bibles. We're not invincible. In fact, we're going to be utterly destroyed from coast to coast, north to south, east and west. And the Bible prophets don't lie. And the Lord has reiterated that through modern prophets like Dmitry Dudeman and whatnot. So in this vision, these are the American cities that were destroyed: Washington, Columbia, Baltimore, New York City, Boston, Massachusetts, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, and probably even more than that, because they would strike some of our military bases, like up in Duluth, we have the B-52 base, up in North Dakota. There's a military base, and I think that's also a B-52 base. And, of course, we have our missile silos. And you remember that vision by J.J. Allen, I think it was, who said we were just suddenly out of the blue attacked. And the first part of the attack was gas warfare. And then came the missiles from the Atlantic, the Gulf, the Pacific, and all over. And America is the only nation that is surrounded by warm water seaports. You know, people mock that we are Babylon the Great. Well, you can mock it all you want, folks. It doesn't change the reality. And it's, you know, it's just too bad that people mock all this stuff. It's going to come without any warning at all. There is no warning for this attack. The Bible is very, very clear. It comes out of the blue at a time when no one expects it. It's devastating when it happens. And America basically is sent back to the Stone Age. If you hit all these cities, America would be gone for all practical purposes. They wouldn't have to do anything else. And then, of course, you've got your EMP devices. You know, if you explode a EMP device about 300-400 feet up and high up, and you ignite it, the EMP flash radiation frequency waves wipe out everything, and we would be sent into the Stone Age because there would be no power. The experts have said that if that happened to us, 90% of the American people will be dead in less than 1 year. It wouldn't be from radiation. They'd be killing each other. Civilization here is no longer even skin deep, as we witness with Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and all of that, which is going to crank up again because of this Minneapolis trial that's going on. And the evidence is that they'll probably acquit this guy, or at least lessen the charge considerably, which will give Antifa and Black Lives Matter the excuse to hit the streets again and burn the cities down. So no matter which way we go, and then you got COVID, you know, America's in trouble if it doesn't realize it yet. And it's too bad. So anyway, these visions that we were talking about appear to start in Ukraine. So sooner or later, this is going to go. And as I've said before, and I think Larry would agree 100%, this is up to the Lord now as to the exact timing as to when this is going to go. But I am beginning to think that the Lord may have decided, I can't delay this anymore. There's no repentance. There's nothing going on except America sliding deeper and deeper and deeper into not only stupidity, but the occult and satanic operations. And then you got a guy like Biden, who's a complete idiot, a communist deep core along with Harris and the rest of these people. And I've been saying for years, and Larry has too, what we're watching is a communist infiltration and takeover. And the United Nations is behind it. The United Nations operates under a communist charter. The World Health Organization is part of the United Nations. It's the fourth beast of Daniel. It's rising right up in front of people's faces. Well, we're not Babylon. I can't agree with all that. Well, don't agree with that. I don't care if you agree with it or not. Read your Bibles, folks. You're ignoring, an awful lot of people are ignoring, maybe not those listening. But the world in general and the masses of the United States mock the scriptures. Even the mainstream churches are mocking Jesus Christ. You got people like Billy Graham and the rest of them telling, take the jab, it's God's will, you take the jab. It may be Satan's will, but it's certainly not God's will. And maybe we can get into that, maybe we can't because of censorship. We're being censored as Augusto was censored. Isn't it odd, folks, that certain things you just not allowed to say anymore in a country with the land of the free, where you have the right of free speech, and yet the American people are sitting back eating their brats watching their TV? It seems like they don't care. And I remember, Larry, you said you were praying about all this, and the word came apathy, right? Apathetic.
Oh, absolutely. It was a spirit of apathy. I was shown that covers the land. And what's interesting, too, I don't know if you looked at my blog, but at the bottom of it today, I posted a picture of John D. Marlowe. This mm-hmm. is an older saint that I actually met and was in some of his ministry. And he was a real prayer warrior, and he was hard as nails. I mean, he was tough. And ironically, he wrote a booklet. I've got a copy of it, America on Fire. I don't know where in the world anybody could find one anymore because he's deceased and has been since, I believe, 2008. But he wrote that book, and I was looking at it today, and I posted it on the bottom of my blog. He made a very interesting statement. He said the day of the Lord actually met Babylon during Belshazzar, and then later he remarked how that he called it a broom of fire. He said America will be, that God showed him America would be swept with a broom of fire, and he made a strange comment, and I read that. I didn't read it. You know, I read the book a couple of times, and I'd missed it. But I saw he made a strange comment that really jumped out to me and the timing, it's probably been 30 years since he wrote this booklet. He made a strange comment. He said, in America, he said, you will be able to flee from the bear and meet the dragon. And I thought, whoa, wait a minute here. That's Russians and Chinese.
Yes.
So even back then, he already knew kind of, you know, you can flee one and you're going to run into the other. And it made me think about how that the Russians land on the East Coast, according to Henry Gruber and others, and the Chinese come down, you know, from Canada and take over the West Coast. And if you run west from the Russians, you actually run into the Chinese or vice versa.
Yeah. Yeah, we've had it. And the American people, it's not our leaders that are to blame for this, folks. It's the American people that are to blame for it. Because in America, you have the right to change all that. You have the right to just rise up and say, this is enough. I'm not going to do this anymore. You impeach people like Biden and Schumer and Pelosi and all these other communists that are in Washington. You get rid of them. You get rid of all the communists that are running our universities. You get rid of all this stuff. They won't do it. They will not rise up. They can rise up legally. Actually, under the Second Amendment, which Biden has just now attacked, and this is just the first wave of a number, and he's appointed some sort of an idiot now to run the ATF, which has always been relatively corrupt anyway. If you read how they have treated people in the past, they should be dismembered, actually. But none of that's going to happen. And so Jesus Christ is going to destroy the United States. And the people that are running the CIA and the ATF and all these other alphabet agencies really should stick their nose in the Bible and really study it, because they're going to end up in eternal hellfire. And they can laugh at it and mock at it and roll on the floor and say, oh, it's just a bunch of junk. No, it isn't. I'm not a religious person myself, never was. But I met Jesus Christ face to face, and this is real, all of it. It's more real than your life is right now as you're listening, far more real. It is Jesus Christ who upholds and sustains everything in this universe, including the idiots who run our governments of the world, who are conspiring now against him. What a bunch of idiots. You're going to fight the very one who allows your heart to beat, allows your lungs to take in air that can cease you in 2 seconds or less? I mean, you got to be really, really off beam here. You got to be at more than five bubbles off a Carpenter scale to even think what these people like Charles Schwab, Bill Gates, and the rest of these people are doing. I mean, you really got to be deranged to think that you can overcome God. I mean, who knows the end from the beginning? Do you think Bill Gates, that he doesn't know what you're up to? Do you think the global deep state, oh, nobody sees us, says Isaiah. That's what they say. Nobody's watching. Nobody's seeing us and what we're doing and our nefarious activities and our depopulation. They're not. Nobody's seeing us. Well, God is seeing you. He knew the end from the beginning. He knew the beginning from the end. Alpha and Omega. Folks, this is all real. And I know a lot of people just cannot wrap their mind around the fact that we have a world government of various nations all gathering together under Psalm 2 to destroy a good share of the human population. Do you really think God is going to sit back and allow all that without interfering? What does God say to you all in deep state and global deep state and the CIA and the ABC agencies? You know what he says? I'm going to mock you when your fear comes. I'm going to mock you, and then I'm going to destroy you. I'm going to hold you in derision, and you're going to be terrified at what I'm going to do to you. And unfortunately, in this great nation where we had a constitution, which, by the way, Biden is destroying as fast as he can? Is anybody really doing anything about it? No, because it's part of the plan. The Illuminati, a long time ago, wrote the protocols, and everybody said, well, the protocols don't even exist. It's all a fake. It's a hoax. Well, tell me why then, if it's all a hoax and it's all fake, everything in those protocols is being done. They said the same thing to me when I produced Iron Mountain, Blueprint for Tyranny. Well, that Iron Mountain stuff, that's all just a hoax. They said to me when I brought up the CFR and the Trilateral Commission, they don't even exist. It's all a hoax. They're just liars. They are run by Satan. They are controlled by Satan. And they're going to die, and Satan's going to own them down below. And they're going to regret it. You can't change it, because Daniel said the wicked will never understand, but only the wise will understand what's going on. It's just incredible that people have so far gone out of the way. Larry, I can't really believe how this is happening, but it's all in prophecy. What do you think?
Well, that's very true. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. You know, I'm like you. It puts me in a quandary when people say that they're going to fight God when he actually holds every human's next breath. If he doesn't
yes.
give you that breath, you're dead. And what they don't understand about that, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, well, of course, you can convince yourself there is no God, which is really gaining ground now. And it's just too bad. But if they would do what Jesus Christ commanded them to do, they'd run into him face to face, and they'd know it was real. So they have no excuse at all as to about what's happening. Biden names two Democratic operatives to propose court packing plan. These guys, now that they're in power, are going to utterly destroy the United States. I really don't see any resistance. I see rhetoric, but that's all I see. I don't see any real resistance. Do you? Let alone repentance.
No, and I was watching America's Voice this morning, and they were talking about, they had two or three different guests on that were talking about. They were warning all the GOP out there who are doing nothing. The GOP as a party is dead. There's no resistance in it. There's some resistance fighters in it, but they won't support them. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, I can name a number of them that are fighting, but they don't get any support. And what's interesting, they were telling them on America's Voice News, it might be good to, you know, you think you're really being good and you're fighting by going on Fox News and telling everybody how bad it is. You're doing nothing.
Well, they don't even understand. Even I think it was Hannity that said, well, that was when he had like maybe 3.8 or 4 million people watching. And he made a remark one time, a long time ago. He said, well, you know, that's really not many people when it comes to the world, to the United States population. So many of them don't even watch the news anywhere. They don't even read a newspaper. So you've got this group of dumbed down people who are, and I think the jab, everybody lining up for their test and everybody lining up for the jab proves that they are going to accept whatever the authorities tell them is true. In other words, they won't think on their own, and they won't investigate this stuff on their own. They just accept whatever they're told, the many and the few in the world. And we're not alone. I wanted to get into this thing here, though, Larry, about the coronal holes and the chance of storms just doubled from space weather. If you think you're safe from geomagnetic storms, think again. A new study just published in the research journal Space Weather finds that powerful storms may be twice as likely as previously thought. Jeffrey Love of the U.S. Geological Survey, who authored a study, analyzed Earth's strongest geomagnetic storm since early 1900s. Previous studies looked back only to the 1950s. The extra data led to a surprise. A storm as intense as, say, the Quebec blackout, maybe you all remember that one, in 1989, is predicted to occur on average about every four solar cycles. This is twice as often as estimated. Only the traditional shorter debt set, says Love. So, does that remind you of the kill shot with our good friend Ed Dames, Dr. Doom?
Well, it really does, and he's still out there warning, but you know, he doesn't get the people don't heed his warnings any more than they heed ours.
I know. Yeah, it's kind of like you're talking to a brick wall. But I thought I'd bring that one up, and I wanted to go back over Barry Rothman's one where he talks about you read the I think it's 9. Poison vaccine, Wuhan virus, China. Well, that's obviously, then he's saying, if you wanted to interpret it just the way it reads, that Wuhan, China and Wuhan produced a poison vaccine. And then it names Moderna. And this is the interesting part to me. Because Barry has talked about, and we've talked about it, the rise of the Fourth Reich. And it sounds like it's the Fourth Reich's final solution, and it involves aliens and UFOs. How would you interpret that, Larry? I just think that that's, we got to be close to the arrival, because this is all part of it.
Well, interestingly, you know, there's a lot of people, including, I think, Al Cuppet and others, that have indicated that it appears that when we actually had this Operation Paperclip or whatever you want to call it, that we brought all the, a lot of the Reich out of Germany into the USA secretly and inserted them into our programs, that they, yep, through time, have literally took over. And that really, I think the Fourth Reich or the Reich keeps showing up in all the codes involving the time frame we're in now. So, and what's interesting is that the Reich not only is showing up in the codes, but the aliens, so to speak. So it seems like the fallen ones are very involved in the demise of, well, America, and then also a lot of humanity.
Yes. Yeah, it's incredible that I think what we're seeing, folks, is kind of like what that ne'er-do-well erstwhile Antichrist Noah had to say about it, that the aliens, so-called, we know they're fallen angels, are playing games with humanity. They show up, they disappear, they show up, they disappear, they do this, they do that. But eventually they do show up and show themselves. That would be probably the public arrival. They've been dealing with humanity now for some time, and especially in the United States. I told the story a long time ago, but I was flying with a commander from the U.S. Navy one night, and he told me all about this UFO mothership arrival and the Eisenhower meeting with them. It was real, totally real. It wasn't made up. It actually happened. So what we have done is the United States has made these treaties with these so-called aliens that are not aliens at all. They're fallen angels. And if you go into the Book of Enoch, it's very, very interesting because it calls them shapeshifters, the ones that showed up back in Genesis. They took on various forms to fool humanity into thinking that basically, as it turns out now, that evolution is the truth and that creation of the Bible is a lie. And, of course, you could get into that for a whole hour or 2 hours as to the scam of the evolution concept. Evolution has now been accepted by just about every university, every scientific thing, but it doesn't make any sense at all. There are two immutable laws that totally shred this concept of evolution. And, of course, they don't talk about that. So it's very, very interesting. Speaking about paranormal, which I believe UFOs, fallen angels, are definitely paranormal, there is an article that showed up, and I don't have it in front of me, but basically what it said, that the Shroud of Turin, which was Jesus, I'm convinced of that myself, they said that they now have proved conclusively that when Jesus was resurrected, the covering went down through him, and it also proves that he was in levitation at the time he was resurrected, and they can now prove that he even started to move, and it's on the shroud, and it's really like a stroboscope of probably less than a split second. It'd be like a billionth of a second, boom, 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 as he rose up through the shroud. And that's very paranormal to people of the world, particularly those who don't even believe in a resurrected Christ. On Passover, speaking about a resurrected Christ on Passover, we got even a little more news out of this fellow who's 33 years old. He was a child prodigy that the elders were all bowing down and kissing his hand on Passover. And I know a lot of people think, well, that's just one of many false messiahs. Remember that Israel is looking only for a political messiah. They are of this world. The Abrahamic and the Davidic covenants that God made with Israel are of this world. The church is not of this world at all. It doesn't have anything to do with it. In fact, Jesus told you to leave the world behind. Turn your back on it. Remember when Jesus was with Pilate? He said, well, if I was of this world, then would my servants fight? Because he's not of this world. So anyway, then you got the return covenant. Behold, you know, I go to build a place for you in my Father's house, and when that's ready and my Father says I can come back, I'll be here, and I'll collect you and take you there. I'll take you unto the Father's house. I mean, there are so many people who are just mocking all this. I don't know. But anyway, war between Russia and Ukraine, goes the headline, would lead to the coming of Messiah, says 300-year-old Jewish prophecy. The rabbi says it would fulfill a centuries-old prophecy by his famous ancestor, Vilner Gaon, who is hailed as one of the most influential Jewish leaders in modern history. Well, what do we got going on in Ukraine right now? And what did we have happen on the 4th with this fellow? Keep your eyes on this fellow. Don't be just listening to the fact that he's probably just a fake. He may well be, but he may not be. Very, very interesting. What do you think about that, Larry?
Trying to remember if that Villa Goan, or whatever that name is, if that was the rabbi or the prophecy if that's the same one that says when the Russians bomb Constantinople. I can't remember.
Yes, it's one.
If that's the one, it's very interesting because of something happening that's not posted publicly, and that report indicates, and I don't have all that data in from me at the moment, but I know it, I've read it, that information indicates that Biden has made a deal with Turkey, who is a NATO member, to send thousands of troops and mercenaries to Ukraine to fight on the border with Russia. And I've been wondering for a long time if that prophecy, Vilner Gaon or whatever, if that is real, what would cause Russia to bomb the capital of Turkey. And this may be the key if it's coming up. If you know, what the critical thing here, Stuart, is that Russia seemed to find out early, just a little bit early, that it was a trap being set and that they were going to bring in NATO forces, they were going to bring in U.S. forces, and he actually armed the Russians on that border to the hilt before they could do that, you know, effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the jump on them, but I'm wondering if this is going to play out and still the Turks will come in, and this will actually put Russia against Turkey in the long run. So we may be seeing a lot of this stuff play out. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It says the cleric, also known as Rabbi Elijah of Vilna, was a leading interpreter of religious text and one of the most influential Jewish figures since the Middle Ages. He is said to have handed down a prophecy to his son that said, when you hear that the Russians have captured the city of Crimea, which has already happened, you should know that the times of the Messiah have started, that his steps are being heard. And when you hear that the Russians have reached the city of Constantinople, you should put on your Shabbat clothes and don't take them off, because it means that Messiah is about to come any minute. So there you go. Now, he says here, Russian forces have not entered yet Constantinople, now called Istanbul, although they have come into conflict with Turkish forces in Syria. And that may be the key that turns Russia and Putin against Turkey. And Putin's troops annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014, which is exactly 7 years ago. Here you go with your sevens. After civil war broke out in the Russian-speaking Donbass region of eastern Ukraine. And so anyway, he says the alarming situation in Eastern Europe seems to parallel the war of Gog and Magog, the opponents of God mentioned in the apocalyptic biblical text. It is known that Gog and Magog will come from the north. The Hebrew word for north actually says hidden. He also noted that the war between Turkey and Russia was predicted to happen before Gog and Magog. So what we're going to watch is a series of wars that lead to, sooner or later, the taking of the United States of America, a.k.a. mighty Babylon the Great, the Invincible, the God of all gods of nations, and the hammer of the whole earth is going to be brought down. Sit thou into darkness. Get thou into darkness. And no communications, no electricity. That's probably an EMP, either North Korea or somebody like that does it. And it's coming. And I think it's very, very close at hand. The only thing that's going to stop it now, in spite of this Ukraine, oh, we want peace now. Putin may decide he doesn't want peace. He wants to settle it once and for all. If I was Putin, I would want to settle it at this point in time. But God is in control of the timing, not Putin, and definitely not me. So what do you think, Larry? I think we're on the precipice of it all.
Well, it's very, very interesting, and here's two things, and I'd like your opinion, because one of them is very controversial. The first one I'm going to give you is not controversial. It's real time. Here is a new Breitbart News headline that just popped up. Very interesting. It says, danger, says China and Russia take the lead in the Iranian nuclear talks as Biden's envoy sulks. In other words, China and Russia have sidelined the Biden administration. They put them on the sideline, and China and Russia now are in charge, are running the talks for Iran to become a nuclear nation. Now, at the same time, that actually ups the ante for Israel for its survival.
Yep.
Now,
yep.
With that being said, Stuart, and I know we're in a really strange place, because right now in America there's two timelines trying to be take authority. You've got the left timeline, which was originally under the Hillary election side, and when Trump actually won, that new timeline lasted for a little over 4 years, and basically it looks like it's vanished. However, like you said, there can be a pause. There could be a delay. That's always, it seems, in Scripture and in the codes if you search for it. But this is what I heard today, and I wanted to share this because it could be important, and it actually may mean nothing. But I was listening on Steve Bannon's War Room on America's Voice News because I like his War Room. He really tells a lot of stuff. And anyway, he had Mike Lindell on, and Mike Lindell, for the first time, came out and indicated that he's about to start this new app. It's called, I think it's called frankspeech.com, something like that, next week. And he's going to begin to release information that's never been released before to the public through that. Now, I'm sure they'll try to take him down. But what's interesting, he came out and when Steve Bannon said, have you told the American public everything, or have you revealed your evidence to the government? And he actually said, no, we hadn't, because we don't trust the government. Now, that was interesting that he said that. The second thing he said that was interesting, he said, we also have whistleblowers throughout the government that have been put up in safe houses that are about to blow the whistle on the coup and the election. And he said, we're having to keep them safe at the present time and away from the government. And so he said, in the next month or two or three, he said, shocking things could happen. Now, we might, you know, who knows? We're in a real tumult in America, but it's very possible that if God so chooses, he could actually throw the brakes on this whole thing, and we would have months, maybe not. We don't know where this is going, but isn't it odd that all of this is beginning to come out now a little bit?
Yeah, very. And, of course, this would. There are those who are claiming Trump is going to come back and fulfill the office that he actually won. And there's no question he won the election. And, I mean, anybody that would think he hasn't just hasn't done their research at all. Definitely he won the election. It was stolen. And they may be able to prove it. And if they can absolutely prove it through the courts, and it's still in some of the courts, and now we've got state legislatures demanding recounts, et cetera, et cetera. Now, whether this is going to lead to anything or whether it's 2024, if the Lord delays everything, which he could, because remember the solar eclipse over the United States. And then there's another one on April 8th, a solar eclipse over the United States, forming an X over the United States. An X means terminated. So that occurs in 2024. The midpoint of the two eclipses was actually December 14th, 2020. And a lot of things happened on December 14th, 2020. And I remember, I think we had Steve Fletcher on to explain some of that. And, of course, that all goes by people's heads. It's kind of like the two comets that passed over Satan's head and formed a perfect cross over his head. So, you know, telling everybody that the work of Christ was basically finished and he was going to crush the head of Satan. And those two comets were Hyakutake and Hale Bopp. And then a very strange event happened also on a 4/11, and that was when Susan Boyle came out on British Got Talent and sang the song of humanity, I Had a Dream. But the devil basically came along and stole my dream. That is humanity's song. We have dreams. We want to succeed. We want to build. We want to do this. We want to do that. And Satan comes along with his spoilers. It stops it all. So, and that nobody knew who Susan Boyle was. They'd never even heard of her name. And by the next morning, millions of people had listened to that song. And then it went eventually to billions of people that heard it all over the world.
And you know what, Stuart?
Yes, go ahead.
I was going to mention, you know, I remember that song well. And by the way, it's ironic that the actor or film director, Kevin Sorbo, the other day on Parler, he made a really strange comment. He did a quick post, and he said, isn't it interesting in America now that the dreamers are not of the American people anymore? The dreamers are illegal aliens.
Yeah, you got that right. And I just was reading that the men are going down to the border, and they're just picking the women they want and taking them. So this is not only child pedophilia. This is going into slave trading, which is exactly what the book of Revelation, chapter 18, a prophecy against Babylon, trading in the souls of men. America is a filthy nation. Well, you might say, well, what about North Korea? They're worse. No, I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so is because we inherited or got a hold of, I should say, the promises of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord. And we have turned around and given the Lord the finger. And now we've inherited almost all the curses, including the rich men of the earth and the Federal Reserve. That's part of the curses, that they would come into this nation, take over, and destroy it. And in Deuteronomy, it says, God says to America, I'm going to destroy you. It's going to take time. It's going to be over a few years, but we've been under the curses now for quite a while. And I think the end of those curses is total destruction, which is exactly what Jeremiah, Isaiah, and Revelation say about America, Babylon. We're going to have hit us a out of the blue nuclear missiles. Now, I don't know if Putin does it. I don't know who does it. Doesn't matter. They come in, and because of our nuclear strategy now, I guess we are to accept the first, whatever you want to call it, first strike. We absorb it. The only problem with that is our first strike wipes us out. And the Bible says that our military men hide in the mountains, and for they will not fight back. We are watching 100% fulfillment of the prophecies against the United States. And out of the blue is going to come a nuclear attack. Now, for the Christians listening, Dave Wilkinson said that in his vision that as the nuclear bombs were falling all over the United States, Jesus took his church out. And if you look up what a rapture is for, it is to remove you from destruction or harm. It's all coming true, folks. I just wish people would read their Bible. Russian official, if Ukraine launches offensive, it will suicide the whole country. And I guess maybe the leader, the president, whatever you want to call him, figured that out. Better live than to die. Here's another headline, Larry. What's your opinion on this one? Israel bracing for Iran to possibly strike from their own territory. What do you think about that one? They're getting ready, I guess.
Well, what really, and a lot of the reason Americans are so stupid and don't have any news is that they don't know where to find it. Because I suppose they're still watching the idiot channels, and you're getting nothing but Democratic communist propaganda on those stations and on those channels and on those blogs and on those news feeds. But, you know, you and I, Stuart, have been talking about all these situations for months and how this has been building up, but you couldn't see it on, you know, your TV. Couldn't even see it on Fox, actually.
Yeah,
what's
nothing.
Interesting is the fact, Stuart, that it's being kept from the American people. And that's why, seriously, you know, I know some people think that the whole Ukraine thing's been called off. Well, I wouldn't put my money on that. I'd still hold my powder dry, because Biden and his group are determined to do a NATO-Russia war, and they're not going to give up easily. And I think president of Ukraine, who appears to be pretty weak, was doing Biden's bidding, and now he's trying to back out. But I don't know if Biden and company allow him to back out.
Yeah, and even if they backed off, the only question I have is Putin. He is so shrewd, and he would be one who would strike without any warning at all. He'd cozy up to you, and he'd say, oh, you're my best friend, while the shiv is going in your back. And, he's former KGB. He's former whatever they call their thing now. I think it's FSB now. And I don't know, folks, it's bad news. And we got a lot more news to talk about. I don't think we're going to have time to do it. Alex Jones said that the Federal Reserve announces world government plan as vaccine deaths explode around the globe. And they are bringing up more and more globalist stuff. And I personally believe that they're going to win in spite of all of the protests to the otherwise. Daniel's fourth beast, which has got to be the UN unless something else miraculous happens. The United Nations fulfills all the parameters of that fourth beast power that rises up at the end. And the UN fulfills that to the letter, to the exact letter. Nobody else does. No other organization does, but it does. And there's a lot of intrigue going on all over the world, and earth changes are coming up. They had more earthquakes, I guess, in Alaska. They're still rocking and rolling over in Hawaii. And here's another one, though, before we leave. War is looming. U.S. delivers military cargo to the Ukraine. They've been doing that right along, right, Larry?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So they just keep building. So
and
anyway,
Stuart,
what else you got? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention, Putin knows that they're building up an armory against him. He knows that Biden is determined to put NATO on the border with Russia. And Putin has said all along that he'll use nukes first before that happens.
Yeah, and I was listening to C-SPAN, and they had an expert on our nuclear deterrent. And I guess basically it's not anywhere near as good as people are being told. And they were talking about financing a 10 to 15-year operation to bring it back up to snuff, and you were talking about China and Russia, and they're ahead of us now. They can wipe us out, and the Bible says that we are going to get wiped out. And if I was Putin, I would hit the United States when they're in a state of poorness, let's say militarily. And you remember Obama all but destroyed our military, and that's on purpose. Because if we won't go into the New World Order peacefully, we're going to be destroyed. And whatever is left of America will then come into the UN operations. Anyway, what else you got, Larry, before we close?
Well, I was just going to mention, I was reading some stuff really interesting today, how that they were saying that Biden was fiddling while America's military is focused inward towards the American people and wondering what sex they are.
I know. I have to laugh because I'd cry otherwise. I mean, we're insane, folks. The United States, by and large, has now gone totally insane. They don't have a clue as to their fate. They're in total denial about everything. You can't tell them the truth anymore. They don't want to hear the truth anymore. And it's just too bad to watch. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
And if anything breaks, we'll certainly let you know right away. Anyway, good night, take care, and I hope you've prepared for whatever. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.